Well, it's been a while since I've made one of these, but no, still making one. It is currently May 16th, 2:27 a.m. I was talking to Cassidy. I wonder if you two still talk. She's a good girl. I'm glad I'm friends with her. Yeah, I had a riveting conversation with her that I doubt she will remember. She was fucking stoned out of her mind. I went on a little tangent about... Oh god, I don't want this to be another one where I have an existential crisis again. They'll just make me seem... What? Sorry. Oh my god. That would just make me seem really sad, huh? But I can't help but feel that my life is going nowhere. And I know I'm young, and I still have a lot of time, but still, a lot of time has passed. And I've done nothing to work towards my goal. It's just this... It's just a matter of fact that nothing will come of my life. Nothing important, at least. Maybe the most important thing I'll do is fucking, I don't know, support the capitalist system. Yeah. Not the most ideal thing, but a thing nonetheless. I just want to know how you're doing. I really don't know what to say. I'm going to start. Well, I hope I start reading more books. It's been a good while. You know that group of friends? The girlies? Booby homies? God, that's gonna sound so stupid, but... I guess... What am I supposed to do with my life when nothing will come of it? What are you supposed to do when you realize that your life means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things? And maybe you're looking back, and in retrospect, I seem like I'm just trying to be edgy or some shit like that, but I'm not, because I know that nothing will happen to me. Nothing remarkably positive. This isn't some fucking fan fiction where I get sold off to One Direction or the fucking, I don't know, Prince and the Pauper. That shit's not gonna happen to me. Like, I know that. And I guess I've come to terms with it, but I think it's the fact that I have come to terms with it is the part that is making me sad. That all these aspirations I had as a young child, they're gone. They're completely gone. And I'm okay with that. Like, I didn't even put up a fucking fight. I had this one little thought. It's like, what if I do nothing? What if I end up, you know, like my parents? And here I am. Like, I know I'm useless. I know I have very little to offer the world, but it'd just be nice if I had something. Like, if I had a good singing voice, that'd be great. If I was any good at, acting, directing, writing, speaking, anything. I would literally take almost anything. Just to be known. For people not to forget who I am. I guess. I don't want there to be a last time someone mentions my name. Like, there are tons of artists who will always be alive, even while dead, you know? In spirit, I guess. Because people always talk about them, like fucking Shakespeare or George Washington. But these were all important people who mattered. Amy Winehouse... I'm trying to think. Is Alfred Hitchcock dead? I don't know. But just what do you do when you aren't one of those people that nobody cares about? Did I say that right? What are you to do when you are what nobody cares about? Because people always say follow your dreams. Sometimes you just can't, you know? That's okay. It's okay to not... I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's not okay to follow your dreams. And I'm definitely not saying it's okay to follow your dreams. Like, I've heard so many people say, aim for the stars. And then, yeah, shoot for the stars. If you miss, you'll fall on the moon. And stuff like that. Why not just shoot for a cloud? Or like a really high tree, you know? Like, it's almost the same thing. You're still high, you're just not where you could be, I guess. I hope this doesn't sound like I'm giving up on you, because I'm not. You could do great things, but I just think you don't have the work ethic to do it. And don't even take offense to that, because you know it's true. You try so hard to be important to the point where you get burned out, and then you realize that maybe important people don't get out or get burned out trying to be important, and maybe it's just you. So then you stop trying, and everything you do stops making you happy. So what do then? You know? But I want to inspire you. You know, I feel like maybe that's what I'm here to do. It's like a letter to your future self type of shit. Sorry if I curse too much. That's completely my bad. So I guess I should read you some things. Okay. Memento mori. To not let... What? This is so confusing, but I'm sure it's deep. And maybe you'll come to understand it far better than I will have with age. Stoicism. Stoicism? I feel like you should practice that. Alright, memento mori. To not let it not frighten you, but remind you to live life with virtue. Memento mori. By practicing stoicism, there is no pain and suffering in this world that you can't endure. Memento mori. Nothing can be taken from you, for a stoic only values virtue. Memento mori. Any suffering and pain will be an opportunity for you to display and practice your virtue. Memento mori. By living life to the fullest, you are also ready to let go at any moment. To not meet death with fear or anger, but rather welcoming, because some things you just can't control. Memento mori. Remember death. I know that was incredibly philosophical. And I'm 14. I'm 14 going on 15. So of course I understand philosophy. But to live philosophy is an entire different thing. And I don't think 14 years is long enough to live a philosophy, if that makes any sense, you know? So maybe what I'm saying to you is something you will remember and live by, or maybe it's not, you know? Maybe you'll think about it in 20 plus years and you'll just have this nagging feeling because you just can't remember what was said, but you remember feeling that it was important. But whatever. And then the second thing I want to tell you, listen, I don't know where any of this stuff comes from. It's just a screenshot in my camera roll. But I think this is definitely a good thing to live by, because I know you aren't religious. Maybe you are. But I'm not right now. And I don't plan on being religious in the future. Maybe there's some godly experience that will happen, but I highly doubt that. So, here we go, I guess. Live a good life. If there are gods and they are just, then they will not care how devout you've been, but will welcome you based on your virtues you have lived by. If there are gods but unjust, then you should not want to worship them. If there are no gods, then you will be gone, but will have lived a noble life, and that will live on in the memories of loved ones. I hope you're okay. I really do. I can't promise you that everything will be okay. I can't promise you that you will grow up to be someone extremely successful and of importance. I highly doubt you will become some aristocrat in high society. But I can promise you that whatever you're dealing with will pass in time. Maybe what you're dealing with is far beyond what I could even imagine. Far from what I could comprehend. But it is me and you. And you will find a way around whatever you're dealing with. And if you aren't dealing with anything, then I'm glad. I'm glad you're okay. Because maybe tomorrow something awful will happen. I guess it's not good to dwell on tomorrow. It's like, you know, that's why they say live in the moment. It's such a strange thing to think about, living in the moment, you know? It's a great, a virtue? Would that be considered a virtue? Maybe a motto to live by, live in the moment? Because when you dwell on the future, and you dwell in the past, you're dwelling on things that are no longer existent. Because the past, the past has already happened, and there is no avoiding that. There's nothing you can do to change it. And sometimes you forget the past, but sometimes you can't. And there will always be memories of you, what you did in the past, what you didn't do, regrets, mistakes, happiness, joys. They're all set in stone. But you've already written that down, and there's no erasing it. But the future is unpredictable. And you already know this, and I'm not trying to sound philosophical at all, because I'm like the last person anyone should come to for advice on philosophy and how to live and what the meaning of life is. Well, I do know the meaning of life. And you know it too. You know it too, so I'm not even going to say it. Because you've already said it to yourself before. In fact, you've said it to an entire class of people. Just cuz. But, the future. It's super unpredictable. There's no way you could know what's going to happen. It's possible you could predict what would happen, but it is unlikely. Anything could happen. So I guess just think about the now, not the if, not the when, just the now, and I think you'll do fine. Even if you don't become successful, I'm sure you will make friends who will make your unsuccessful life worth living. And, well, shit, maybe that just means your life was successful because you found people to spend it with. So you should be happy because you're one of the lucky ones. I really need you to promise me one thing. Literally, just one thing. You've got to get the fuck out of this town. I don't care where you go. I don't care if you move to the country. I don't care if you move to a really big city. You just need to get the hell out of here. Because you feel trapped here and you just want to leave. You want to get in your grandmother's car and get the hell out of here. I know you like the idea of being young, hungry, scrappy. And I think I understand that. Because it's almost like the liberty of deciding who you are. You know, it's like a YA novel where you can just figure out who you are. And you go on this life-changing journey to a pretty predictable outcome, but an outcome nonetheless. And there you are happy. You get a happy ending. But they're nonfiction. No, they're fiction. They're fiction for a reason. Because that stuff doesn't really happen. If it did, that'd be great. That'd be great for you. But just think about what you have now. And think about your friends you have now. Think about the people who are in your life right now. Think about your accomplishments. And I know you shouldn't dwell on the past, but sometimes it's good to look at what happened, to reflect, I guess. But just don't let your mind get caught up in the what if I did this, or what will happen if I do this, or what's gonna happen? Just fucking do it. Because you're a pussy if you don't. Don't be stupid. But don't be a pussy. Just take risks, but don't take. I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you truly feel your life has no meaning, nothing that you're working up to, except an 8-to-5 job, then fuck it. Just go for it, you know? Whatever you're doing in life right now, you need to take a gander at what you could be doing, and then just go for it. Because nothing is going to fall directly into your lap. That would be a dream, but it's not going to happen. So if you really want something, Isabel, if you really fucking want something, you goddamn go for it, okay? Grab it and don't let go. Because I have faith in you. And you need to have faith in the you a year from now, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 20, whatever. But you gotta, well, you having faith in me, I guess that starts with me having faith in you. Okay. I'm going to tell you something. And you need to remember this, okay? I love you. And I believe that sometimes you are in the wrong, but sometimes you are in the right. Sometimes you get what you deserve, but then sometimes you don't. I think you are a good person. Just prove me right, okay? Don't ever prove me wrong. Don't ever prove me wrong unless I'm telling you something that you can't do. That is negative, of course. If I tell you that your life is going nowhere, and that you'll be stuck in Snyder, and that you'll be stuck in the same route that your parents went down, don't listen to me. That's just my fears, okay? Because I have faith in you. I really, really do. Okay, listen. You are important. You may not be an A-list celebrity at any point in your life, but you will be someone of importance. Because sometimes being someone of importance doesn't mean that you're rich or that you're popular or that you're successful. Maybe it just means that you help someone, even if that person is yourself, because you still help someone. It's about just do something, okay? Do anything. Because I promise you, I'll be behind you. I like how I tell you not to dwell on the past, even though I'm making these for you. Specifically, listen to. They're made in the past, but they're for the future. What a strange thing to think about. I think I'm trying to live by these virtues that people already have set up when I don't even fucking know what I want. I do know what I want. I sure as hell don't know how to get it. I should probably wrap this up. It's getting close to 3 a.m. I don't really have any words of advice to end this on. I hope you're doing okay. I love you. I really, really do. I think you are of grave importance to someone out there would think about you every day if you were gone. But you just gotta promise me one thing. You won't let anyone stop you. And you sure as hell won't let me stop you. Because if you let some 14-year-old girl tell you how to do shit, when to do it, why you should do it, you know, if you let me crush your dreams, I'm gonna be very mad at you. I'll never forgive you. So therefore, I will never forgive myself. You just need to take action for what you want. Maybe you don't know what you want right now. I think you do. I think we both know what you want to do right now. But in the off chance you don't, that's okay. You just gotta promise me that you won't let me bring you down. Okay? Okay. Yeah. This is a very long episode, I guess. I don't really know what to call it. A memo? No. I love you. Okay? Alright. Okay. Well, I guess this is goodbye. I'm not sure when I'll update next or if I'll update, but I hope you'll enjoy hearing from me, because I enjoy talking to you. All right. Well, goodbye. Have fun.